Today I proclaim to you that Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus has risen from the grave. This probably isn't a surprise to you. That's what Easter's about. But I want you to think about it for a moment. I proclaim to you not something of an idea or an ideology. It's not some concept that we created so that we could make things work or have this sense that, oh yes, life is good. There's light in the world. It's not some created idea. It's not a theological concept either. It's not something that ties together all the Christian beliefs so that it fits in this nice package and ta-da, we present to you, that's the way it is. What I present to you is something very different, something that's real. And that's where we really struggle, because the resurrection was a real event. And as a real event, I proclaim to you that you can experience it, because I have experienced it. I have felt it. I know it. I have heard it. I have seen it. And you might think I'm crazy or that that's required of me as a priest, because why else would you proclaim this? But I can guarantee you I would not be here if it weren't for Jesus rising from the dead, that real experience of the power of the resurrection in my life. But the challenge we have, and we all have this, is that we can't really see it the way we anticipate. We can't go back 2,000 years and see the tomb and watch him rise from the dead. We don't really have much evidence, because frankly, no one else has risen from the dead. And if they did, that'd be super creepy. We call them zombies. So that's not what we're looking for. But we do have some evidence, something to help us. We have the shroud that covered Jesus' body, that has his image on it. We have the blood-stained cloth that Veronica had, and that's about it. Because if we found bones, he didn't rise from the dead. If we found his body, he didn't rise from the dead. So strangely enough, we don't find anything. But the big question in all of our minds is, how do we experience something like that? How do we know that? The answer is very simple. If it's real, we can experience it. And the reality of Jesus rising from the dead is not a personal thing. Not just like, oh, I experienced it, too bad for all of you. The reality is that Jesus rose from the dead has permeated the entire cosmos. It's part of the very fabric of the nature. And if you don't understand what I mean, let's put it this way. In the very structure of the universe, there's a lot of darkness in all the universe. And yet in the midst of the darkness, in the darkest, deepest point, which we call black holes, even they emit light, which is so very odd. And so in that way, there's something different about the character of the universe when we realize with certainty that Jesus really did rise from the dead. To help you really understand what I mean, and to guide you to experience the resurrection in your own lives, I want to use the image of a candle. Yes, a candle. I know we've advanced technologically since then. Our fluorescent tubes do a lot better than this flickering flame, but that's not the point. The candle is the important image. And so we start out by putting ourselves in a dark room where the overwhelming darkness consumes us, causes us fear, makes us not know what's there. And in the midst of this darkened room, just the very fact of lighting a candle sheds so much light that one little flickering flame spreads out and consumes the entire room. Not with a huge amount of light, but with just enough light. Enough light that we can see. We don't stumble. We can see where things are. We can find what we need. It works. That little tiny flame wavering in the darkness is so powerful to overcome the darkness and to bring us warmth and light. It's not just a bulb. The candle also brings warmth. It brings some joy to it. And this is the first way of understanding the resurrection. Jesus coming into our lives overshadows the darkness within us, brings that little flickering flame that we realize with certainty, in a way that nothing else makes sense, that Jesus really did rise from the dead, and that we can experience that each and every day. But the candle has a challenge to it, a challenge that we don't like. Although we love the idea of the flickering flame, we like the warmth and the light that it brings, the reality is the candle eventually burns down. It doesn't stay lit forever. And that's the same challenge we all have too. We may have that powerful, profound experience of God in our lives, that one moment that we can go back to and say, wow, there he is. And if you haven't experienced that yet, keep striving for it. If you have, you know what I mean. I can't mediate it the way I wish I could. But then the challenge will be keeping it alive. We need to keep the candle burning. We need to make sure that light of faith remains in our life. And as the candle continues to burn down and the wax gets consumed, We have to keep building the candle through our prayer, through our personal experiences, through our striving to find God in our lives anew, time and time again. We must keep building the candle so it doesn't go out. This, too, is the joy of the resurrection. That once we experience God, something transformative happens. Our lives can never be the same. To show you what I mean by that, if you recall Christmas, the shepherds. The shepherds were out in the field and they encountered an angel and they were terrified, as I would be too. Angels are pretty powerful and creepy beings. Regardless of that, they listened to the angel and went and saw Jesus in the crib, the manger. That experience was the one that transformed them. So that as they left from that manger scene, as they left from the presence of our Lord, what was their experience? Not just joy, they were overjoyed. They were overjoyed at seeing the Lord. They had a powerful, transformative experience by encounter with the living God. We have the same thing today, that when the disciples went to the tomb and the women went to the tomb, they didn't see him, but they didn't see him for quite a while until he finally appeared to them, which we'll see in the next few weeks, and that when he finally appeared to them, they were overjoyed. Not just joy, overjoyed. They were so ecstatic that after running away from the cross, after hiding in the upper room for fear that they're going to die, after fear of all these things that have happened, they boldly go outside and there proclaim Jesus crucified and risen. Their lives were transformed. We can have the same experience because we also want that joy. We want that profound knowledge that there is something real about the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. It's not some theological concept, not an idea, not an ideology, not just something to make us feel good about coming here. But if he really did rise from the dead, it is real, and we can experience it. We can touch it. We can taste it. We can feel it. We can see it. We can experience it. And by doing so, we have the greatest joy we can ever experience, for we know that God truly did rise from the dead, and he is here with us.